I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And as I mentioned, we're very happy to have John Gorka joining us back in the studio. Welcome, John.
Hello.
All the way from farther south in Minnesota. Southern. Southern Minnesota. And John is in town to do two shows. He's playing tonight and tomorrow night at Amazing Grace Bakery in Canal Park in Duluth. And the shows start at 7 o'clock each night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's nice to be here for two whole nights.
Well, and last time you were here, you mentioned you kind of mix it up, the songs that you do.
Yeah, so. I generally don't go in with a set list. I have an idea of what I'll start off with, and then I have some ideas that come along with the moment, and then also listen to people if they have ideas, because often they will have a better idea of what to do next than I do. So I try to be open to that.
Nice. Well, I have no idea what you should start with, so okay, feel free to choose whatever you'd like.
I'll try to start out with a thing I think I know. This is a song called Blue Chalk. And it goes like this. Somebody said it's a song about some of John's friends who made some unfortunate choices. Blue Chalk. So I wonder how she's doing. I hate it when the rumors fly. They give off such a strange sense of mission. Weighing your helplessness on high. But she would never run from strangers. She sang alone like a bell will toll. Way above all the clang and the clatter. Out of fear of her demon soul. Maybe none of this is my business, and none of what I hear is true. I am far from the mint condition, circulation's hard on you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough you off that stuff to save you now. He could always find the holes in the bottles, even with a blindfold on. Never kept his seat on the wagon, rolling off like a rolling stone. Blue chalk between his fingers, hustling a pool room song. He always kept a line for the singers, pointing his cue right from wrong. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you now. So I wonder how she's doing. I hate it when the rumors fly. They give off such a strange sense of mission. Weighing your helplessness on the high. She would never run from strangers. She sang alone like a bell will toll. Way above all the clang and the clatter. Out of fear of her demon soul.
John Gorka live from Studio A and Blue Chalk. Remind me which album that was on.
That was on a record called Between 5 and 7.
Okay.
And that came out, I think, 1996. And it was also on the Red Horse record I did with Lucy Kaplansky and Eliza Gilkison.
Right.
That came out in 2010. Lucy sang lead on that one, on that version.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you were last here, you've put out an album of your own called Bright Side of Down.
Yeah, Bright Side of Down. It came out in 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked a little bit about it was kind of in the works when you were here in 2012. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, you were saying, you know, I always have an idea of what I think the album is going to be, and then it turns out to be something different.
Yeah, generally, I usually have to have some idea when I to start out with, and then it becomes what it wants to be.
So I was kind of curious about how that happened with this one, where you thought it was going, well, and where it ended up.
Well, let's see, we started off with the idea of wanting to do kind of like the one before it, which was called "So Dark You See, Bright Side of Down." Was built around my vocal and guitar performances, because most of the time people see me live, that I'm playing by myself. So I wanted to be true to that. So if people heard the record and then they came to see me live, they wouldn't say it doesn't sound anything like the record. I wanted to be true to that. And other than that, I was just trying to be, you know, be kind of serve the song and try to figure out what is the best music to go with it. And so it was the first time I worked on it a little at a time instead of doing it all at once. It's actually the first time in a long, long time. My first two records took forever to make. So I was going in a little bit at a time just by myself, kind of trying to get a good vocal and guitar performance, and then kind of take it from there, and then see how the performances held up over time, see how the songs held up. You know, if there's a verse or something that was bothering me, started to bother me, I either had to rewrite it or, you know, take it out. So I wanted to see how it would last over repeated listenings.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't listened to it for a while, but I was by the time it took about a year to make, and by the end of it, I was very happy with how it turned out.
Now, you have so many talented musician friends and songwriters. Do you ever bounce things off of them when you're wrestling with a song or wanting to see how it?
I guess sometimes I'll do that. Sometimes if I have a question or if I'll play it for. Play it live. I try not to play things too much live when they're in their development stages, because sometimes they end up on the internet in an unfinished form. So I don't. What's the only problem with kind of I see with modern, you know, technology? But so I'll sometimes try out a song to if there's a section of a song that I don't feel like I'm getting. It's not getting the reaction that I think it should. You know what I'm trying to say it. If it doesn't get the reaction, I realize that the audience is almost never wrong. So so I try to pay attention to that. If it's not doing what I wanted it to do, I'll redo it. I realize it's my problem, and I have got to either. Either it's something in the structure of the song itself, or in the way I'm presenting it. So I have to figure out where the problem is. And then mm-hmm. Occasionally, I have recorded songs before I finish them. I try not to have that happen.
Are there any on here that are an example of what you're talking about? Of kind of.
Let's see. It's, most of these, I think, I kept pretty much to myself until. So I would just play them from, you know, just see how they get enough distance from the performance to go back and listen and to hear it like a regular person would.
Hear it fresh when you haven't been trying it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of bouncing it off somebody else, you bounce it off of Future John actually.
Yeah, the guy down the line.
And you ended up with 12 songs on here, and I think all but one are original.
Right, there's a Bill Morrissey song on mm-hmm. there, called "She's That Kind of Mystery." It's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. And just a really nice collection. And it kind of opens and closes with sort of weather seasonal related.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of winter on the references to winter on the record. It's I guess winter. As in weather, but also winter as a metaphor. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, quite a bit. But there are some springtime songs on there.
And it ends with Really Spring.
Really Spring,
so.
Yeah, right.
And also, I love that you actually, in the brief liner notes here, you explain the title, how the title of the album came about, although the song that resulted from that has nothing to do.
Right. It doesn't have really anything to do with this.
But tell us, how did the song come about?
I was playing in New Hampshire. A friend of mine runs a concert series there in New London. His name is Tom Pierzoli, and he's a really talented singer-songwriter, and he's a really good guitar player and a painter, like a fine artist. And I was staying at his house afterwards in Goshen, and I was telling him how I really like my down winter coat since I live in Minnesota. My coat is very warm. It's lightweight and packs really well in a suitcase when I have to travel. And he said, "Yeah, that's the bright side of down." And I said, "Oh, thank you." I realized that was a gift, and so I end up writing a song. Maybe I should play that song if this is what I'm talking about. But it's I think it's. I've got kids, a 17-year-old, he'll be 18 in October, and our girl's 15, she'll be 16 in December. And my wife and I had kids when we were older, and so our world at their age was so much different than this their world. And so I got to thinking, what advice can I give them? You know, because I'm not sure how much anything I can say applies to their world. So this is called Bright Side Down.
Time takes almost everything. Me and time will take my time. I look around for things to bring to ease the way down the uphill climbs. On the bright side of down, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. They say that time is slowed by speed, but really that's not the way it seems. Maybe the key is thoughtful words and deeds to open up the voices of your dreams. On the bright side of down, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. There are a few things we can pass along, and maybe that will be enough. Half the distance to the beautiful, with some of the many ways to love. On the bright side of down, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. I've got to live a long, long time, for eyes that light up everything they see. Can't check out early like those friends of mine. The faster you go, the less you need. The bright side of down, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. Bright side of down, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around.
That's John Gorka live from Studio A, and the title track from his most recent album, Bright Side of Down. And song completely different than the inspiration for that sentence. Does that happen to you very often, where somebody will say something or you'll read something and you'll just grab onto that phrase?
Sometimes, yeah, they'll say something and mean it one way, but you can realize that it could have more than one meaning. And that's sometimes that'll spark a song, because I like songs that if you're in one mood, you'll catch one facet of the lyric, and then you come at it on a different day or in a different mood, and you'll catch something else. I've always liked that in other people's songs.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about a song on here called High Horse, which is so that last one kind of had a personal spark
right,
to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And this one seems more like a story song.
High Horse, is more of a story song. I thought about I lived for a long time in Pennsylvania, in Bethlehem, and Easton, Pennsylvania. So I thought about a song set in that town, so it's a little bit of a story song. And I'm not sure if I can remember how to play that one. Maybe you could play it that's sometimes I just like to. I get a picture of kind of a place where a story could take, could happen, and also get an idea of the characters, and if I can have a good idea, an emotional image of the characters, I can find out what they might do and what they might say and how they might behave.
And the impression that I could be completely off on this one, that I got from this song, was it's kind of like this estranged family situation, maybe?
It could be family. But I also thought it could be, school friends where there was two guys and a girl. And both of the guys loved the girl.
I like that.
The girl chose one and the other, and that kind of caused a split between the three of them. And he's coming back to ask the old friend, because he's ill, and his friend has resources that he does not. So that's
interesting.
What I was thinking about.
Cool. Well, and I like that. Your songs seem to come from different places. There are story songs like that have come out of not out of your life at all.
Yeah, and, right. You don't know where they come from. That's one of the things that I love about writing songs. Is there's even after I'm doing it a long time, there's an element of mystery to it that I never want that to go away.
Well, I hope it never does. Well, I guess there aren't any examples that I can think of particularly on this album. But another thing in your work is just very. For example, on a previous album, you had a song called Ignorance and Privilege.
Yeah,
and it just seems like you kind of have a social justice point of view. I mean, almost kind of the little guy. That's something that you're drawn to.
I'm more inspired by the people in the margins than I am.
People in the margins. That's it. Yes.
Than I am with the. With the celebrity types.
Yeah. And telling their stories. And I was just curious if that. Was that inspired by anybody in your life, when you were growing up, or is that just something that you found yourself? And I know, you're a Woody Guthrie fan. We talked about last time.
Yeah.
So kind of that common man sort of.
The reason I think I was attracted to folk music was partly was the sound of the banjo. I loved the sound of the banjo.
Which you used to play.
I didn't bring it on this trip, but maybe next time. And that brought me into the folk world, and when I started to learn more about the folk world, I felt like the music could and the songs could be about anything. There was no place a song couldn't go, and that's one of the things I really liked about folk music, and I guess maybe that. Learning some about the history of the music through with Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and Union union struggles and the civil rights times. It's I guess that probably maybe led me to look at the people who weren't big names. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have time for another one. What do you want to do, John?
Okay. I was thinking about maybe doing this one. This is an old song. It's probably 25 years old. I've made some slight changes to it, but the changes. But there's some lines in here that seem more current now than they did when I wrote it. So I'll sing it. And it's a song that comes from the south side of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And my time there roughly coincided with the decline of Bethlehem Steel. So the town was trying to do different things to make up for that change. And a lot of what they did, I was fine with. But the way they were fixing up my part of town, it made me feel like aspiring folk singers and other poor people would no longer be welcome. So I wrote this, and looking out my window, I rarely saw any casual games of basketball out on the playground across the street. It's called Where the Bottles Break.
I walk where the bottles break, blacktop still comes back for more. I walk where the bottles break, and the blacktop still comes back. I live where the neighbors yell, and the music comes up to the floor. I live where the neighbors yell, and the music wakes me up. Life beyond the playground fence, as serious as basketball. Life beyond the playground fence is serious. Four blocks from the steel mill blast, I paint my claim up on the wall. Four blocks from the steel mill blast, I paint my claim. My end of the south side drag, it's a common thought to call the cops. Further west, it's been gentrified, they turned biker bars into flower shops. I kind of miss those Harley guys who rarely did a body harm. They mostly like to drink and shout and flash the pictures on their arms. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Oh, it happens when the money comes, the wild and poor get pushed aside. It happens when the money comes, the poor get pushed. Buyers come from somewhere else, they raise the rent so you can't hide. The buyers come from out of state, and they raise the rent. Buy low, sell high, you're getting rich and you still die. Money talks, people jump, ask how high, low life, Donald, what's his name? And who cares? I don't want to know what his new wife doesn't wear. It's a shame that the people at work want to hear about this kind of jerk. Oh, oh, oh. Because people aren't saints, no, people just are. They want to feel like they count, they want to ride in their own car. People aren't saints, no, people just are. They want to feel like they count, they want to ride in their own car. I just want to make enough to buy this town and keep it rough. I just wanna make enough to buy this town. Buy low, sell high, you get rich and you still die. Money talks, people jump, ask how high, low life, Donald, what's his name? Oh. I walk where the bottles break, and the blacktop still comes back for more. I walk where the bottles break, and the blacktop still comes back. I live where the neighbors yell, and the music comes up through the floor. I live where the neighbors yell, and the music wakes me up. Don't wanna get shot or choked to the ground. Don't wanna get stopped for just walking around. Where the bottles break. Where the bottles break. Where the bottles break. Where the bottles break.
That's John Gorka live from Studio A. Wow, still very timely, unfortunately.
it was a couple of lines at the end there that are new, but everything else is pretty much as it was. This is mm-hmm. really, this is funny that the words of the songs can stay exactly the same, and the world changes and the song means something different,
mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
something new.
You have such a vast repertoire now. How do you... Is it the audience that determines what songs are going to stay in there, or
that, I think that have the people what songs people ask for, and then I'm open to requests. Sometimes people make requests on the internet, and I'll be able to retrieve a song that I haven't sung in a while. That's happened quite a few times this summer. Songs I haven't played in years, and that's kind of fun. You know, I like that challenge to see if I can. Remember how it goes. I could
so
probably
go back to the album and
yeah. And if there's an internet connection and there's a printer at the place, I can sometimes during the break print out the lyrics of a song that I haven't done in a while. I can find a lot of my lyrics are on the internet, and other ones I can. I forgot what I was going to say. If I can have the words, I can usually come up with some sort of version of the song to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I like that challenge.
So the internet, you know, the disadvantage of sometimes people can post things before they're ready, but the advantage you can interact with your audience in a really wonderful way. So you put the album out, and then I assume you've been doing a lot of shows behind that, and then
it's part of a 50-year tour.
Okay, nice.
So, but it's all.
And how many years are we into?
I think we're in probably around 29.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my last job was in 1986. So it's coming up. It'll be, I guess, 30 years.
Last non-musical job.
But last, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And what was it?
I worked for Sing Out magazine, the folk song magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of musical.
But not as a musician.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. They Sing Out moved from New York City to Easton, Pennsylvania, where I was living at the time, and I started volunteering there, and then there was an opening. The other guy got fired, and so they asked me if I would want. I did that from late 93 till November of 83 to spring of 86.
Wow.
So it's about 2.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. It's perfect place to launch.
I really liked it, because I got to go to festivals and learn about, again, all the history. I loved going through the back issues. That was part of one of my jobs originally, was to their warehouse was upstairs, so I had to get all the back issues and try to get them in some sort of order, I enjoyed that.
Wonderful. Well, I guess we're out of time now,
all
John.
Right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in. But so I got to remind people that, again, John Gorka is performing tonight and tomorrow night at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. Shows are at 7 o'clock each night. He's going to play a different lineup every night, and it sounds like you might be able to help determine what. if you can figure out the song, and also. You mentioned, during the break, so you usually do two sets.
Doing two sets, two 45-minute sets. So scheduled to go from around 7 till 9.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John.
You're
welcome.
Such a pleasure. Thank you, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.